Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you because it is springtime. And with springtime comes new life. And a great example of that is our friend the caterpillar. Why? Why do you think that is? Because the caterpillar becomes something new. Right? So let's talk about that. So today's story is called Little Caterpillar. Discover an amazing story from the natural world. And this book was written by Suzanne Fossey and illustrated by Gisela Bohorquez. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Stop me.
Ooh, someone is going to be doing something evil. Oh my goodness. That sounds like you might be an evil cat. Are you an evil cat?
Pretty evil.
Who are you?
A pretty evil cat, like I told you.
A pretty evil cat. I'm going to guess that you're Petey, then. Am I right? All right. Fantastic. So Mommy and Petey, the evil cat, are going to learn about a caterpillar. That's what this is. It's a caterpillar. But it's not the kind of cat that you are. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go.
Sure, as long as you don't stop my evil plan to destroy all Duelgers.
I would not stop your plan. But I will tell you a story. Here we go.
I started as a little egg, small and smooth and round. My mommy laid me on a plant where I was safe and sound.
And we can see the caterpillar egg. And we can see the caterpillar's mommy. What is the caterpillar's mommy?
Butterfly.
A butterfly.
Safe inside my eggshell, I grew bigger all the time. Until I got so big, I had to leave my egg behind. I wanted to explore. So I could hear a bluebird's song. I thought it might be hungry, so I hid till it was gone.
Did you know that bluebirds will eat caterpillars? Did you know that most birds will eat caterpillars? Yeah, they do.
I met some caterpillar friends. They looked a lot like me. They were munching on the flowers, and soon I felt hungry. I found a patch of flowers that were pretty round and white. My tummy began to rumble, so I took a great big bite.
Did you know that caterpillars eat flowers? What else do they eat?
Leaves.
Plant leaves, right?
I munched on leaves for 2 whole weeks till I was fat and round. I spun a bed of silky thread hidden out of sight. Then I started to feel sleepy. It was time to snuggle down. Then I turned into a chrysalis and curled up for the night.
So, friends, this book is amazing. In the pictures, we can see the slow change that comes over caterpillars when they become a chrysalis. It's kind of like, imagine rolling up in a blanket. That's what they do, right? So we can see the little caterpillar roll himself up into his chrysalis, his blanket. That's what it looks like. And he's in there nice and tight like a little burrito.
I snoozed inside my chrysalis, dreaming of the skies. Inside me, things were changing. I woke up to a surprise. I pushed my way into the light and found that, of all things, I turned into a butterfly with crinkly little wings.
Oh, but a beautiful butterfly.
I saw some other butterflies swooping through the air. Their pretty wings were spread out wide. It really wasn't fair. My poor wings were crumpled, quite damp, and just too soft. I had to wait for ages while they stretched out and dried off.
Did you know that when a butterfly comes out of its chrysalis, it cannot immediately fly? It has to air its wings out. It's true.
I stretched my wings and swooped down low and flew through all the flowers. It all felt so amazing. I could fly around for hours.
Wow, can you imagine what it must feel like to fly?
I can fly in my robots.
You can? Wow.
I met another butterfly with wings as dashing as his smile. He made me laugh, so he and I flew together for a while. The summer came and went. Time had really flown. Soon it was time for me to lay an egg of my own.
Oh, she's gonna lay an egg. That's a she. Only girls lay eggs.
I found a cozy spot on a flower near a river and waited for my egg to become a little caterpillar.
Aw, and so she did. And the cycle continues. Okay, so caterpillars hatch out of tiny eggs, which are laid on plants. And then after they hatch, they spend all their time eating leaves and growing bigger and bigger. And then they often shed their skins and change color as they grow. And when they're big enough, caterpillars find a safe spot, shed their skins one last time, and turn into a pupa or a chrysalis. And inside the chrysalis, the caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. And this change is called metamorphosis. The butterfly crawls out and stretches its wings, which are soft and crinkly at first. And then when its wings are dry, it can fly. And the grown-up butterfly looks for a safe place to lay its own eggs, which will hatch into new caterpillars. And it's a great big circle. It's a life circle. A life cycle, if you will.
Unless those butterflies don't make it.
Unless, yes. But let's hope that they do, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that, our friends, is...
the end.
The end.
Now, let me commence my plan.
Oh boy. Evil cat plan warnings.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.